ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Ring Talk is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we cover the world of mixed martial arts. I'm talking about the UFC. I'm talking Strikeforce. I'm talking Bellator. I'm talking about the K1. We cover it all, folks, as far as the world of MMA is concerned. And I might as well get started with, how about that fight last week on Showtime? I told you. In fact, Kyle Kingsbury, my guest last week, the UFC light heavyweight contender, he said that this chick, Rowdy Ronda Rousey, could fight. He said she was the roughest broad in all of MMA. You know what? She is. She was an Olympic medalist, I believe, in judo. But she came out hard, man, and she took Miesha Tate to the ground, tried to break her arm in an arm bar the first time, got her in the second arm bar, and it was all over. I'm telling you, it was all over. I mean, man, I mean, that was quick style. And that arm bar, you know, I mean, her arm sort of looked like it was dislocated or hyperextended or whatever, or broken or whatever you want to call it. Reminded me of, like, the Family Guy when Stewie, the little kid, went to a child care center and he was abused by the teacher and the teacher pulled his arm out of socket. I mean, it was really, really gnarly looking. But Ronda Rousey, she topped the Showtime card last week and she won going away now. She is, what can I say, she's only 6-0 now in the world of MMA, but she possibly is the best women's fighter pound for pound in the world of mixed martial arts. And, of course, Strikeforce is owned by Zuffa Sports, and Zuffa Sports is the parent company of the Ultimate Fighting Championships. Speaking of the Ultimate Fighting Championships, last night it was the Ultimate Fighter. It debuted on FX TV. We'll talk about that when we come back right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls.
You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Jardine, man, he just stalking.
Yeah, who do you get to imitate that guy sparring? Him?
It's about it, isn't it?
Or maybe a chimp.
I'll tell you what.
Teach a chimp karate.
Be a heavy-handed chimp.
Oh!
He got rocked.
He's hurt! He's
in his own! All over!
Wow.
Thiago Silva defeats Keith Jardine!
Wow! And it happened like that.
Telling you, that's a violent dude right there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does that grab you?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Ah, the late Fred Gwynn, and of course, Al Lewis. Talk about Herman and Grandpa Munster of the TV show The Munsters. That was pretty cool. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Of course, I talked about how Ronda Rousey beat up on Misha Tate last week, stopped the fight in 4 minutes and 57 seconds of the first round, and she is Strikeforce's first world bantamweight champion via first-round submission. That was the main event. When you get a chick with 5 fights and you put her in the main event, or 4 fights before this fight, and put her in the main event, she's got some ability, okay? The people that run Strikeforce are not, and they run Zuffa Sports, they run UFC as well. They're not dummies, okay? They know what they're doing. They know talent when they see it. And this chick, Ronda Rousey, she definitely has the talent. A couple other fights on the card. Josh Thompson returned, of course. He was a winner over KJ Nunes. KJ Nunes probably seen his better days now. Scores are 29-28 across the board for Thompson, who was sidelined for the last 15 months with an injury. He is now 19-4. Nunes is now 10-4. Pride 2006 welterweight, that's 170 pounds, Grand Prix champion Kazuo Mazaki returned to the Strikeforce cage for the first time in about 3.5 years and picked up where he left off with a win over Joe Riggs. What can I say? You know, not much. I take that back. He beat Paul Daly. The last fight he had in the cage was with Joe Riggs. That was more than 2 years ago. Scores are 30-27, 29-28, and the split score was 28-29 going the other way. Masaki improves to 25-11-2 with 1 no contest. Daly falls to 29-12 with 2 draws. Ex-champ was back in the winner's circle as well. I'm talking about former Strikeforce middleweight champion. They call him Jacare, Ronaldo Souza. He got back in the win column in his first bout since losing his belt to Luke Rockhold last September. Of course, that was a Strikeforce middleweight. It's 185-pound division. He submitted Bristol Morandi in the third round of the main card. Of course, the main card meaning these are the cards that air on Showtime. The other cards either air on Fuel TV or Facebook. I mean, UFC, Strikeforce, Zuffa Sports has them all over the place. I'll get into the Fuel TV schedule and the FX schedule, and we'll talk about the Ultimate Fighter in just a couple of minutes. Of course, Ultimate Fighter 15 debuting last night. And what I sort of like about the new Ultimate Fighter series is they're not taped fights. They used to tape these fights in the past for Spike TV. They would tape these fights, and then you wouldn't see them for like 4 or 5 months. So these guys had to walk around with their lips zippered. They signed affidavits saying they wouldn't talk about the results, this and that. But they couldn't fight in the meantime because of the fact, they were tied into this TV contract. But now they're doing this live. They're doing it live on FX TV. And last night, 32 guys got together in this lightweight tournament. And guess what? There's only 16 left. In the first fight, Joe Proctor beat Jordan Rinaldi. And, of course, as jiu-jitsu specialists, both guys They both know the Brazilian jiu-jitsu. They're ground fighters. They started off with leg kicks, back and forth blows, including some good uppercuts. But it was Proctor who successfully got the trip and landing on top of Rizzoli with a guillotine against the cage. He earned the tap and a $5,000 bonus. That was just 2 minutes and 8 seconds into it. Of course, that fighter is based out of Boston, Massachusetts, and he follows in the footsteps of training partner and the winner of the Ultimate Fighter number 5, Joe Lauzon. He advances, as I said, Joe Proctor advances to the next round. Cristiano Marcelo and Jared Carlson, well, Marcelo was a winner there. It was a choke submission, 2 minutes and 43 seconds into the first round, and Marcelo now 34 years old. But, you know, some of these guys, when they come into the world of MMA, they really haven't fought a lot before, you know, because UFC is just starting to become the rage around the world. I mean, guys that weren't fighting before, you know, weren't fighting like their late 20s, early 30s, all of a sudden, like Randy Couture didn't start fighting until late in his career. Of course, he fought to the age, I believe, of 45 or 46, and he was a former UFC light heavyweight and heavyweight champion. But a lot of guys are getting late starts, and of course, you know, now 40 is, or what do they say, 60 is the new 40 or 40 is the new 60, something like that. Anyway, a lot of guys being able to turn back the clock, no question about that. As I say, Cristiano Marcelo advances to the next round of the Ultimate Fighting Championships. Samson Silla entered the octagon with 3 knockdown wins under 30 seconds. He made it a 4th last night. That's right. He started the bout against undefeated Aaron Beach with a huge overhand right. And although he followed the fight to the mat, that one punch was really all it took to have the referee call it an 8-second KO. That's right, 8-second KO. In fact, Sicilia's last 4 fights, Sam Sicilia, remember this name, Sicilla, 1 minute and 27 seconds, his last 4 fights. That's as much, that's his entire, that's it. A minute and 27 seconds for his last 4 fights. Austin Lyons took on Chris Tick. Chris Tick was a winner there. Chris Tick, fight was stopped off 24 seconds in the first round. I mean, some of these fights, if I say they're ending early, yeah, 24 seconds is pretty early. And the prior fight lasted less than 30 seconds. So, as I said, advancing into the next round will be Chris Tickle. Chris Tickle, pretty good fighter. I got to watch part of that last night. This was all live on FX TV last night. FX TV did this live, and I really think that this is an improvement over the spike-taped telecast, because when you tape these things and they're like 2 or 3 months in between, two or 3 months before you can see the actual end of the fight where the guys fight for the live championship, you know, it takes away a lot of the appeal to me. No question about that. Brandon Weaver and Andy Ogle got it on. Well, guess what? Andy Ogle won. And evidently, Dana White, the president of the UFC, is one of Andy Ogle's biggest fans. He won on all 3 cars, all 3 judges' cars. And he advances into the next round, does Andy Ogle. Vincent Pichel and Cody Pfister. Well, Pichel was a winner. He put Pfister to sleep at 3 minutes and 39 seconds. I mean, this guy can punch, he can fight, he can kick. He knows how to do arm bars. He is a complete kickboxer. I'm telling you, he's got all the skills, no question about that. And as I said, the man advancing there is Vince Pichel, advancing into the next round. After that, Mark Glover took on John Koffer. There's 16 fights here, so this seems like I'm lengthy, it is because I got to give you the results of each fight. Anyway, Koffer came into the he's from Georgia. He came into the fight with a 1-1 record against fighters from the United Kingdom, but he defeated Liverpool's Mark Glover by decision, 3-round decision, of course. And I don't have the exact scores there, but Koffer was the winner. He advanced to the next round. Chase Hackett versus Chris Saunders. Chris Saunders won. It was a bit of a, how can I put this? It wasn't the most exciting fight in the world as far as I was concerned, but the judges gave unanimously to Saunders, whose pink mohawk haircut will move him on to the next round of the UFC Ultimate Fighter number 15, series number 15. The longest running reality TV series in history is The Ultimate Fighter. James Vicks versus Dakota Cochrane. Well, James Vick was the winner. He proceeded to he just took him up, slammed him down. He put it this way. It was a split decision, but I thought that Vick won, no question about it. And people say to me, Pedro, I got some phone calls on the fight last night. You know, I thought that Dakota won. I didn't think so. But anyway, the judges went with me on the split nod, giving James Vick the decision. Giovanni Villasante versus Michael Chiesa. Michael Chiesa, the winner. He got a $5,000 bonus. He issued a lot of hammer fists and strikes from the back until finally snaking an arm underneath the opponent's neck and drawing the tap, in other words, the submission. And anytime a guy submits in the Ultimate Fighter tournament, he gets a $5,000 bonus. And guess what? A lot of guys got bonuses last night. All those guys I repeated earlier, they got one by stoppage, they got a $5,000 bonus. And $5,000, I guess, means a lot. It means a lot to me, so it definitely means a lot to them. Mark Rio versus Ali McLean? What can I say? Rio coming out of Miami, Northern Ireland's Ali McLean. I don't know what to say. I really don't. I mean, when you look at Rio, you think he's a very awesome looking physical specimen. Well, he won with a knight's fourth naked rear chokehold at 3 minutes and 32 seconds of the first round. So he gets another $5,000 bonus as well. The bottom line is, advancing to the next round is Mike Rio. James Krause versus Justin Lawrence. Krause was a World Extreme Cage Fighting veteran. Remember them? UFC bought that company as well. Of course, Uriah Faber came out of that company. Uriah Faber, one of the coaches of the Ultimate Fighter, him and Dominic Cruz. And he had 18 pro fights. He had the experience on paper. But it was 3-0. Justin Lawrence, who's unmentioned 150 amateur kickboxing bouts, paid off as he swarmed for a fast TKO in a matchup with two mixed martial artists, both out of Missouri. Yeah, Lawrence opened with two dramatic high kicks that didn't land flush and sent a clear warning to his taller opponent. He followed by chasing Krause around the ring with lightning-fast strikes, and he was throwing them from just about every angle, folks, getting the fight to the ground, hopping on top. Finally, Krause was eventually relieved of his duty at 1 minute and 25 seconds. Advancing in the house or to the next round is Justin Lawrence. Going home is James Krause. Drew Dober and Darren Krejcik. A good fight there. Darren Krejcik was a winner. I got to make these a little bit shorter because I'm coming up here on a hard break. Jeremy Larson versus Jeff Smith. Jeremy Larson was a winner on that one. It was a last-minute knee bar attempt. That by Smith wasn't enough, and Larson easily earned a decision. He's doing a decision, and there was some little bit of booing in the bleachers there behind Dana White, I was told, because there's a few people that do get allowed in to watch into the studios there, and, they're fighters and they're fighters' coaches, and there's a couple of VIPs and things like that, but it's not open to the public, per se. John Tuck took on Al Aquinta. Al Aquinta, of course, has been on the Ultimate Fighter before. He was on, I think he was on the 12th series. I think he was in season 12. An injury forced him out, and he righted an opportunity last night with a unanimous decision win over a very dangerous jiu-jitsu fighter in John Tuck. So he advances to the next round. That's right, Al Aquinta advancing to the next round. In the last match out of 16 on the Ultimate Fighter series, of course, the debut series last night on FX Cable, going live, Akra Ariola took on Miles Jury, and Miles Jury won. And there was no doubt about it. Miles Jury took it to him, and he was in a dominant position until the fight ended. And the bottom line is, at the end of the night, Miles Jury advances. And, they're all housed in different houses. I mean, Dominic Cruz has a big house in Las Vegas, and Uriah Faber, the other coach. And these two guys are going to fight eventually. They fought once before, and Cruz won. But they're going to fight again. There's bad blood between the two of them. And personally, I think Dominic Cruz is going to lick Uriah Faber like a stamp. Now, Uriah Faber may be the California kid. He may be from Sacramento, California, all that kind of good stuff. But when it comes to Dominic Cruz, I think he's in over his head. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Coming up next, MMA royalty, a member of the Gracie family, Cesar Gracie, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, and live worldwide on the fabulous Internet.
Our Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
The mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break, folks. Don't forget, you can catch Pedro's work at towerofpower.com. Tower of Power currently touring Europe, so my European listeners get a chance to see the T.O.P., the Godfathers of Funk from Oakland, California. Don't miss. They're going to be in the United Kingdom, Denmark. Check this tour schedule at towerofpower.com. But Norway, they're all over Europe right now. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. On the line, a black belt in jiu-jitsu, earned that back in 1992. I'm talking about MMA manager and trainer, Cesar Gracie. Cesar, how are you besides that cold?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me on.
All right, man. So how's life treating you?
Life is treating me good. There's nothing to complain about.
Okay. Now, what's Nate Diaz doing? Nate Diaz got a big fight coming up. Talk to me about that.
Nate Diaz has just really started his training again as of Monday, actually, this week, and he's getting ready to rock and roll and go to New Jersey and, get that number one contendership status.
Now, who's he taking on?
Jim Miller. He's a tough guy, and I guess he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu, and he plays hard. Just an overall tough guy.
Okay. Now, where is your gym located? You have a gym. Is it in Pleasant Hill or Concord?
We've got one in Pleasant Hill, in Lodi. We've got several, actually. There's several affiliates, but we're all over the Bay Area. And proud to announce we'll be opening up in San Francisco, a really good gym, very shortly here.
Fantastic. We're talking with Cesar Gracie, folks, of course, a member of the famed Gracie family who started the UFC back in the early 1990s. In fact, they developed this Brazilian jiu-jitsu as far as art of fighting, fighting on the ground. And people thought that, you know, there's no way a guy like Royce Gracie was going to be able to beat a guy that outweighed him by 70 or 80 pounds. But yet he did it because he had the skill back in the day. Now, Royce Gracie is what, your cousin?
Royce Gracie is my cousin.
All right, yeah, just trying to get things right here. Now, what's up with now? Let's just switch gears a little bit. Nick Diaz, I didn't think he lost his last fight. In fact, I had Kyle Kingsbury on the show last week, and we talked about this 2 weeks in a row. We thought that Nick sort of got the short end of that decision down there with Carlos Condit. What was your impression of the fight?
I pretty much wholeheartedly agree with you guys. I think it's really hard for a guy to win a fight going backwards the whole time. And I think if you're not going to fight, stay at home. So they came out to fight. I looked at the fight again afterwards, and I kind of did the scoring thing where you get to look at the fight a few more times, and I really don't see where he lost that fight. I don't see it.
You know, I told Kyle this, and it was no offense to Kyle, but I said, if I had the choice to walk down the mean streets of, like, Flint, Michigan, or Detroit, Michigan, or North Philadelphia, and those are some of the roughest places I've been to in the world, I'd rather have Nick Diaz with me than Cain Velasquez.
Yeah, he's a tough guy, and definitely I'm happy to have him at my side for okay. Stuff like that, too.
Is he going to be able to settle these issues with the Athletic Commission regarding this allegedly positive marijuana test?
I think so. I think we got a great case, and we're going to go in there and prove that they are incorrect.
I mean, but here's what I don't understand. And the Senator Mark Leno is trying to push a bill through. I don't know if you know this or not, but Senator Mark Leno from San Francisco is trying to push a bill through the California State Senate that you cannot discriminate against an employee, whether he's applying for a job, whether he has a job, if he tests positive for marijuana. Now, we're not talking about a guy being stoned on the job. We're talking about a guy maybe that smoked a joint maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago for medicinal purposes. Maybe his back was hurting, he had muscle spasms, he needed to relax, he had anxiety issues or something like that. So he ingests a little bit of marijuana, or he ends up eating a brownie or something like that. But Mark Leno is going to try to get through a law right now, it's going through the state senate, that you can't penalize a guy for that. Now, California has medical marijuana laws. Nevada has medical marijuana laws. What's the beef?
I think they're really confused about what they're doing over there, you know, and it's just taking some time for them to sort it all out. We're going to help them sort it out because according to their own statutes, it's okay for the medical marijuana in Nevada. Nick Diaz did not test positive for weed for his fight. You have to understand that. He tested positive for something maybe weeks or up to a month or so before. And if a guy wants to, you know, that's the medicinal stuff. It just stores in the body, and then it comes out during a strenuous, you know, that's a weight cut, and it's a strenuous exercise. And he tested positive for metabolites, not for the actual, for the marijuana in the body during the fight. So it's just a confusing thing. You've got all kinds of stuff. The news came out where one UFC fighter tested positive, Tyson Griffin tested positive for the Gomi fight. He got no suspension, and it wasn't even public until now. No fine, no suspension, no nothing.
Okay. Do you think this is because Nick Diaz is anti-establishment? Is that he doesn't kiss any ass?
I think a lot of it is that, actually. I mean, it is. You know, he doesn't play that game of, you know, I'm going to kiss your butt and everything. He's not into that bureaucratic stuff. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy theory. I don't believe that at this point. I just think there's a tendency to try to penalize people like him that speak his mind and don't toe the line and, you know, and kiss ass like you're saying. So I do think that.
Okay, well, I want to wish you the very best of luck. This Saturday, May 5th on the UFC, it'll be a UFC on Fox. That's the next Fox card. That's Cinco de Mayo. Nate Diaz taking on Mr. Miller. That is in the main event. Wish Nate the best of luck. Wish Nick the best of luck. And if Nick wants to come on the show, he's welcome. Nick or Nate is welcome at any time. So are you, Caesar. I thank you so much. I know you got a cold and you weren't feeling well, and I got you out of bed, and I really appreciate it, man. And listen.
I'm good, man.
And I didn't make you sing a song.
I didn't even sing a song. Look at that.
Didn't even sing a song. Well, say hello to your lovely family, and I'll talk to you real soon, man.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right. Caesar Gracie, folks, of the famous Gracie family. Of course, he says he's got several gyms around the Bay Area. He's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert. Didn't have too many fights, though. He had one fight. He didn't win. And he said, you know what? I'm sort of done with this. He's a seventh-degree black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, a red and a black belt. So he's got to be a pretty bad dude, huh? Another one of those guys you want to, like, take down the street with if you walk into some of the hoods of this country. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. A little Tower of Power bringing us to the break. Of course, you can check out all the news on Tower of Power at towerofpower.com. Want to say hello to all the folks out there on the American Forces Network, the Sports Byline Network, the Cable Radio Network, and live worldwide on the Internet. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. You're heavenly to me, baby. Blood kiss, filled with tenderness. I want all I can get of your sexiness. Showers.
There you are, in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly, and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you've hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
On schedule for 5 for the Strike Force World Welterweight title, Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black, daily the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling into trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the KO. And it's over.
You know, I try to tell the women I go out with that this song means a lot, because a little knowledge is a terrible thing. Women, woman. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, this is the MMA Hour. On Sunday at 11 a.m., Pacific Time, we are a boxing and MMA Hour. That's Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the American Forces Network, the Sports Byline Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and live worldwide on the Internet at ringtalk.com. And, of course, you can check out all the show information. You can check out our prior podcasts, our prior shows. We've got all our articles, our previews, the whole nine yards, our reviews. It's all going on MMA unboxing at Ring Talk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. And in case you don't know who I am, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm a former four-time Golden Glove champion. I won seven amateur titles in all. Was ranked in 1984 in the Olympics, as far as the Olympic trials were concerned. I ended up ranking about 13th in the country, which is an unlucky number. So I tell people I was ranked number 14th. But the bottom line was I ended up being ranked number 13th, and I was very gracious and lucky to be mentioned in that group. Of course, Jerry Page won the gold medal that year. Mark Breland was a gold medalist that year. Tyrell Biggs was a gold medalist that year. Evander Holyfield, remember him? He got the bronze medal that year when he got disqualified in that fight when he threw the punch a little bit late when the referee called halt and the punch was already in progress. And, you know, that the rest of that is history. Of course, he went on to become the cruiserweight and then the heavyweight champion of the world. But Meldrick Taylor, Mark Breland, I can go on and on. That 1984 team was one hell of a team. Now we get to the world of MMA. And tonight on Fuel TV, that's right, Saturday, March 10th, USC Ultimate Insider airs at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Then at 7:30 is UFC Fight Night, your number one source for UFC news. And then at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, it's going to be UFC Unleashed, the best fights in the octagon. And then 11 p.m., it's UFC 139, Shogun Rua versus Dan Henderson. And if you didn't see that fight, man, that was one hell of a fight. That was an incredible fight. You need to see this one tonight. You need to watch the replay on Fuel TV at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time tonight. Shogun Rua versus Dan Henderson. It was one of the greatest fights in the history of the UFC. It was last November, November 12th, I believe, down there in San Jose, California at the HP Pavilion. I sat there with my friend Paul Calloway, and it was so brutal. It was such a war that I had to turn my face away from the cage and from the TV screen a couple of different times. That's how violent it was. And when something gets so violent that Pedro Fernandez, a veteran of doing this now for 27 years, having been involved in boxing myself since 1969, for me to have to turn my face away from the screen or the cage or the fight, it's got to tell you, it was pretty violent. Fuel TV continues at 1 a.m. That's 1 a.m. tonight. That's Sunday, March 11th. It'll be UFC Unleashed. It'll be the best fights in the octagon once again, and then they'll do it again at 9 o'clock p.m. tomorrow night. So that is the Fuel TV schedule. On Monday, UFC will be on Fox. That'll be, of course, that was the, it'll be a former future Pyre fight. They'll be on Fuel TV. This is all Fuel TV. Fuel TV is going with the UFC big time. That's who they're trying to build their network behind, the UFC, much like Spike built their network behind the UFC as well. I mean, Spike's biggest broadcast. They were all about the UFC, nothing else. I mean, nothing else. I mean, they get about 1.3 million to watch the TNA wrestling on Thursday nights. But outside of that, their big drawing power was the UFC. And speaking of the UFC, I want to mention one of my favorite guys coming back from an injury. Of course, he lost the UFC heavyweight championship back in November, to Junior Dos Santos, talking about Cain Velasquez, now 9-1, 7-1 in the UFC. He's going to hook it up with probably the best heavyweight, according to my handicappers. And I went around the area as far as my telephone calls and all that kind of good stuff is concerned, and did the chit-chat with the chat and chat lines, all that kind of stuff with all my MMA experts. And they think Frank Mir might be the best heavyweight out there. Now, Frank Mir is 16-5, former UFC heavyweight champion, and I don't know. I think that Cain Velasquez, he was hurt the last time. He had a torn-up knee. He ended up fighting Junior Dos Santos. Junior Dos Santos had a broken foot, so neither of these guys even belonged in the ring November the 12th, but they did. They fought together, And, of course, Junior Dos Santos taking out Cain Velasquez in the very first round, becoming the USC heavyweight champion. Now, in June, he defends that heavyweight title against Alistair Overeem, the former Strikeforce champion and a K-1 champion, a K-1 a kickboxing champion. I mean, Alistair is just a monster. He's a beast. He's on a roll. He's on like a 13-fight winning streak. So Junior Dos Santos, the best stand-up fighter, the best boxer in the world of mixed martial arts, the current UFC heavyweight title holder out of Brazil, he's going to have his hands full with Mr. Overeem. There's no question about that. Alistair Overeem, in my opinion, I didn't think a whole lot of him because I watched him on a few Strikeforce cards, and he was fighting guys that I didn't think were not all that great. But, you know, but when he took out Brock Lesnar, the way he took out Brock Lesnar, holy cow. Holy cow. And the only guy to beat Brock Lesnar before that was Cain Velasquez. So what can I say? Brock Lesnar, of course, retired, the former champion of the WWE, former champion of the UFC. The UFC 146 card, this will be in May, it's got in June, it's got Junior Dos Santos taking on Alistair Overeem. That's for the heavyweight title. Frank Mir versus Cain Velasquez. Edson Barboza versus Evan Dunham. Roy Nelson, you know, big country, taking on Antonio Silva. Dan Hardy taking on Dwayne Bang Ludwig. Diego Brando taking on Darren Elkins. C-Bay Dolloway meeting Jason Mayhem Miller. Shane Del Rosario, one of my good guys, pretty good fighter, taking on Gabriel Gonzaga. Have his hands full there. And Kyle Kingsbury, the king himself, one of our featured guests here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Of course, the MMA light heavyweight contender is taking on Glover Teixeira, and Paul Sass winds up the card. That'll be taking on Jason Volkman. That'll be a pretty good card, and that's all going to go down on UFC 146. UFC 146, what can I say? It's going to be the real deal. There's no question about it. The card looks solid from top to bottom, and it's one of those fights I think if you got the available night, go see it, because this is the one you want to see. And a lot of the stuff, you know, that I get as far as MMA is concerned, I draw out of the great newsletter from Dave Meltzer. Dave Meltzer's been my guest many, many times in the past. He's the creator of the Wrestling Observer Live, which airs 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. That is on the Sports Byline Network on Sundays. But, I mean, he is the genius of all geniuses. There's just no question about it. He is the man. Saturday, April 14th, back on Fuel TV. UFC will go on Fuel TV. It'll be at 12 p.m. in the afternoon Pacific time. Easter time is 3 o'clock. It's coming to you from Stockholm, Sweden, and that figures to be a pretty good card. And, you know, anytime they travel outside the country, the UFC brings it. They just bring it. I mean, they went to Australia last week. The week before, they were in Japan. I mean, it is going worldwide. The world of the UFC is going worldwide. I mean, they're the fastest growing sport in history as far as the last couple of years are concerned. I mean, there's no question about it. They're hot. They're rolling. I mean, what can you say other than the UFC is on fire right now? It really is on fire. Now, I did a lot of talking about UFC 146. Of course, I said Seth Fisher's Cain Velasquez and Frank Mir, and then Junior Dos Santos and Alistair Overeem. But on April 21st, John Bones Jones, maybe the best fighter in the UFC. And every time that I say a guy's the best, I remember I used to say this in boxing. Humberto Gonzalez is the best fighter pound for pound in boxing. Then what happens? He laid down like a dog, barking like a chihuahua against some Filipino 20-1 underdog down there at the LA Forum. In fact, if you look at the Associated Press photos of the fight, you see me standing up in my first round seat. I got up on the ring apron and I'm screaming at him, "Get up, you dog, get up!" And Jack Fist, the great Jack Fist, the late boxing writer of the San Francisco Chronicle, is sitting next to me, pulling me on my pant legs, telling me to sit down. No, I couldn't believe it because I knew he laid down. I mean, it wasn't a matter of him losing. It was a matter of him laying down and barking like a chihuahua. And that's just what he did that night. And I was very ashamed of Humberto Gonzalez. Of course, he went on to have three big fights with Michael Carball, the first of which was one of the greatest fights in the history of boxing. That was at the Las Vegas Hilton. They fought twice after that, once at the L.A. Forum, which wasn't such a good fight. And then, of course, they fought again in Mexico for the third time. But John Jones, UFC 145, going Saturday, April 21st. That'll be at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time, live on pay-per-view. John Jones, a once-beaten light heavyweight champion of the world. I mean, he's got an 84-inch reach span, 84 inches. That's more than any fighter in the history of MMA. I can't think of a boxer with 84 inches of reach. I look back in the history of boxing, I can't find a guy with an 84 inch. I don't think the Klitschkos at 6'6" have an 84 inch reach. It's just unheard of before, okay? But John Jones, what is he, 9-1, 10-1, taking on Rashad Evans. And Rashad Evans, you know, I think he's seen his better days, but he's a former champion, and they look to hook it up real well. That's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. Of course, that's John Jones' hometown. But I got to lean heavily towards Jones here. I don't think Evans has much of a chance. I think Evans had his day. I think his day is done. I think John Jones is ready to go, as I said, but I'm jinxing him because I'm calling him the best fighter in MMA. And every time I go out and say that, this guy's the best fighter in MMA or he's the best fighter in boxing, he goes out and he gets licked. So it's sort of like the kiss of death when Pedro says, hey, this is the best fighter in MMA. I'm talking about John Jones, who will be in the main event at UFC 145 on pay-per-view April 21st from Atlanta, GA. And, of course, May 5th, I told you about that, when Nate Diaz and John Miller return. That'll be on Fox TV, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's from East Rutherford, New Jersey, the Izod Center. And I just had Cesar Gracie, the manager of Nate Diaz. Of course, he's a brother of Nick Diaz. And if you saw that Nick Diaz-Carlos Condit fight a few weeks ago and you disagree with me, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com, or hit me up at Twitter. The hash mark and ring talk, because I really thought that Nick Diaz did enough to win. Now, am I a Nick Diaz fan? Yes. Am I slightly biased towards Nick Diaz? Probably. But I still think that you can't win a fight going backwards and running. And that's what I think he did for the most part, Carlos Condit. Although it's not a boxing match, see? In a boxing match, you can't go backwards and win. Think about Juan Manuel Marquez beating up on Manny Pacquiao last November. Okay? Licked him like a stamp. One in the minds of just about everybody on press row. I mean, boxing fans around the world had Manny Pacquiao losing that fight. What happened? They told Manny Pacquiao he needed a knockout in the 12th round. He goes down there. He prays. He goes out for the 12th round, doesn't get the knockdown. Marquez is being held on the shoulders of his trainers running around the ring as a victor. Manny Pacquiao's in the corner praying for a decision. He gets one, a split decision in his favor. But as I said, he won the fight. But not in my mind and not in the mind of many people. And that's the reason why he won't fight Floyd Mayweather. Now he needs Floyd Mayweather, but he won't fight Floyd Mayweather. And the reason being is he'll get licked like a stamp. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA and boxing. Of course, Sunday we'll have a special edition of Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Network and the American Forces Network, the cable radio network, Channel 2, and live worldwide on the Internet. You can check out all the information on all the shows, the prior podcasts, the upcoming shows, our guests, our reviews, our articles, our features, you name it. We got it all going on when it comes to MMA and boxing at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Here's something off the Great American Soul Book, a Tower of Power album they did a couple of years ago. It was ranked in the top four on the Billboard top 40 jazz charts. And, of course, this is an old Marvin Gaye tune. The singer, precious love. And I got a song to sing. Tell the world about the joy you bring. Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt. debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before, this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
And he's not going to gas himself out. Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted.
He's
and he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez.
Yeah, I guess I got the Funkify for about in the 90 seconds. Don't forget the special Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Armed Forces Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2, and of course, Live Worldwide and the Internet. All that stuff, all that info is available at ringtalk.com. Tonight, don't forget, Fuel TV is a channel to be. You want to watch UFC? They got about 10 straight hours of UFC. They UFC Ultimate Insider, UFC Tonight, UFC Unleashed, and of course they got UFC 139, Shogun and Henderson. That's one hell of a fight. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock out here on the West Coast. And there is boxing tonight on Showtime as well. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, hit my website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Until next time, peace, love, lots of respect. Again, thanks to my great producer, Scott Cuddy. I'll see you soon.